Pope Benedict arrived into St. Peter's Square in the fondly named Popemobile to the cheers of all the pilgrims and tourists present. After taking his seat under the shade of a large canopy, the Holy Father continued his serialization of figures of the early church. This week he turned to an Irish saint, Columban, who was one of the many Irish monks who contributed to the re-evangelization of Europe in the early Middle Ages.
Columban made his monastic profession in Bangor and was ordained a priest. At the age of 50, he left the monastery to begin missionary work in Europe, where entire regions had lapsed into paganism. Beginning in Brittany, Columban and his companions established monasteries at Angry and Luxeuil. These became centers for the spread of the monastic and missionary ideals brought by the monks from their native island. Columban introduced to Europe the Irish penitential discipline, including private confession.
The Pope went on to say that this saint revived and nourished the Christian roots of Europe and still serves as an example for us today.
His stern moral teachings led to conflict with the local bishops and the Frankish court, resulting in the exile of the Irish monks, first to Rhineland and then to Italy. At Bobbio, where he established a great monastic center, Columban worked for the conversion of the Arian Lombards and the restoration of unity with the Bishop of Rome. It was there that he died, leaving behind not only the example of an austere monastic life, but also corpus of writings which shaped the monastic culture of the Middle Ages and thus nourished the Christian roots of Europe.
At the conclusion of the audience, Pope Benedict offered warm greetings to all the English-speaking pilgrims, including those from Thailand and Nebraska in the US.
I offer warm greeting and prayerful good wishes to Cardinal Kit Bonchu and the pilgrims from Thailand who are present today, and also to the large group of delegates from the Pope Paul VI Institute in Nebraska. To all the English-speaking visitors from England, Scotland, Scandinavia, Korea, and the United States of America, I extend a warm welcome. May God bless you all.
Taking a final turn around St. Peter's Square in the Popemobile, the Holy Father waved to all those gathered before returning inside the Vatican. I'm Lydia O'Kane.